This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a ton of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. Wow. What a busy, busy day already. You know, so a Friday, so we're going to be bouncing all around all of our news sources, from the Epoch Times to Fox News to Breitbart to all over the place, even a little bit of Drudge, you know. I hate to say that again, but sometimes you have to look at the other side. I mean, I guess, what is with Drudge, you know? What is with Drudge? It's amazing. Anyway, we got a new controversy, of course, the controversy surrounding Bill Barr. After a failed impeachment bid, Roger Stone controversy, Dems target attorney general. There you go. Well, you know, Trump says better you than me, brother. I guess, you know. All because, you know, the president speaks his mind and has an opinion. And they're shocked by that. They're absolutely shocked that the president has an opinion. You know, you can't have one. I'm Nancy Pelosi. And you can't have the dictatoress, right? The dictatoress. White House responds after AG says Trump should stop tweeting on DOJ cases. Greg Jarrett, Barr shouldn't criticize Trump's Roger Stone tweet. AG should clean up Justice Department mess. Yikes, this is getting down to it, you know. There's still a lot of, you know, Christopher Wray, hello, what's he doing around? Yeah, I mean, this has been a micro. And so everybody, how are we going to turn on Bill Barr now? Well, seems like he's working his way up the food chain on some of these people, if you know what I mean. Bill Barr says Trump tweets make it impossible to do my job amid Roger Stone drama. Tucker Carlson, why the Roger Stone case should horrify you, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. Yeah, this is a very sad day in American history, this Roger Stone case. I think it's good that they were going to be bringing this to light. And, of course, we're so glad that those prosecutors quit. Absolutely. They should never have been there to begin with. And Roger Stone should never have been charged. That's the whole thing. The whole thing's a setup. And, again, it's of their own demise. This is going to be one of these fishing trips, again, by the Pelosi clan out there. I don't know if they've got the guts for this. This is the president has a right to say whatever he wants to say, and he said it. Some people make, oh, well, it's going to be too much for me. Well, you know, it's going to be too much for me and my job. Well, if you do your job straight, it's not going to be a problem. And I think Bill Barr is going to do his job straight. I think this is another fishing expedition, if you know what I mean. I think it's just one of these crazy expeditions. And you have the typical impeachment brouhaha coming and so on. Now, Donald Trump's supposed to be in California. Shocking. Shocking, shocking, shocking. He's going to be coming out to California here pretty soon, in the next week, I think. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. And, boy, people are excited. Yeah. Well, people are absolutely excited about the fact that he's coming out. And I think that a lot of people, the Democrats in particular, are more than excited because they're saying, geez, finally he's coming out. I say that because, you know, the Democrats like Donald Trump, too, in California. They certainly like him a lot more than what they've got in the State House of California. That's a fact. That's a fact. The marginalized human beings that we would call these dictators, you know, if you know what I mean. It says fire explosion recorded at California homeless camp. That's what we deal with out here. Packed full 2 days later. I'm biting. This is a Fox News show or article here. I'm biting on this one. I told you, you know, I'm just perusing right now. Just perusing. We're doing our Friday perusing. Fire explosion recorded at California homeless camp, packed 2 days later. In other words, they return. Everybody return. They burn the house down, then they return. Shocking. Shocking is what we have here.
We did a series on this show last month about San Francisco called American Dystopia. The name tells you everything. We heard from a lot of people who live in California. They confirmed it was real. If you visit California, certain places anyway, you know that it was true. It's obvious that the state is in deep trouble and parts falling apart. The only exception, apparently, are the Democrats currently running for president. They think it's great. In fact, a model. Michael Bloomberg has called California, quote, a great example for the rest of this country. But of course he'd say that. California is turning into a feudal society where a handful of tech billionaires rule millions of poor immigrant serfs. If you're Michael Bloomberg, that's paradise. What's not to like? For anyone, though, who isn't an oligarch, the collapse of the state, driving the middle class to Idaho, Nevada, is not very inspiring. We recently talked to comedian and podcast host Adam Carolla about the crisis in the state he grew up in. Here's what he said. Adam Carolla, thank you. So we've been in L.A. all week, driving around, probably the prettiest city in America, but the blight of homelessness is impossible to ignore. It seems to be getting worse. Why is that?
Breakdown of the rule of law. No one wants to enforce laws around here. What I've figured out from living here my entire life, I mean, I was born sort of 3 miles that way, and now I live 3 miles that way. California and LA especially sort of broke in the citizens into two groups. There's the groups that have money, and then there are the empty bags. They don't have any money. So if you have money and you're in that group and you pay your taxes, you'll get pulled over and get a ticket for not having a front license plate. Everybody I know in LA has been pulled over for not having a front license plate. But if you're homeless or you're illegal or you're not in the system, then you're essentially an empty bag and they can't get money out of you. In fact, they cost the city money. So anything that costs the city money, they're not that good at, but they're really good at parking enforcement and they're really good at permits and building permits and fines and anything where there's money to be had, they're super efficient at it, and the homeless don't have checking accounts, so there's nothing in it for them.
So they just don't care.
Well, they don't. They would care if they owed them money and they had money and they could get money from them. They care greatly about people who have checkbooks, but they've really divided the entire city into those who pay and those who can't. And if you can't, they're not that interested.
So you're describing the way a predator looks at dinner,
right?
Kind of like, you're not worth eating, you are. That's not the way government should look at its citizens.
If you go 3 miles from here, there's Forest Lawn Drive, because there's a big mortuary on Forest Lawn, right? On one side of the street, there are a whole bunch of people that are here illegally selling flowers with no permits and no licenses and no business and no anything, just selling them on the street to people who are going up to visit dead Nana. On the other side of the street, there's a cop with a radar gun waiting for soccer moms who are going 42 miles an hour in a 35 to write them up. The cop is not interested in what's going on the other side of the street, which is illegal behavior, because they don't have any money and they don't have any documentation, and they're not going to cut the court a check. On this side of the street, the soccer mom has a checking account and they're going to ring her up.
So it's funny you mention that, because I just read the state of California is planning to charge poor people half price on speeding tickets.
Right. Well, that's their way of attempting to try to get some money out of people that don't have money. But it.
Well, Adam Carolla, we'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, NCS51. Getting that website together, it's been kind of a struggle, but we're getting there. A lot of stuff going in on it. You can go check it out. Anyway, we're listening to Tucker Carlson, American, or dystopia. So it's California dystopia is what it is. And he's talking to Adam Carolla, the comedian. And Adam has basically been talking about, you know, what it's like to have homelessness and the oligarchs that lead the lead whatever this is. It's a, you know, we clearly have a very dysfunctional California, and the advantage that government has in taking advantage of people who have money, who have a checkbook, as opposed to don't have a checkbook, that don't mean anything to them. There's no cash flow, so they don't bother people that are homeless, the bagless people, he says. This is an excellent portrayal of what it is in California and the basically the plight of the serfs now. The serfs, yeah. The Road to Serfdom, you probably heard about that book. We're definitely on it in California. We have complete dysfunctionality. And as we've been saying in California, in the new California movement, California is a completely failed state now, completely failed, from all ends, from financial ends to, you know, clearly taking care of its people. And, of course, the people are not involved at all, except if you are an oligarch. If you're an oligarch, this is a perfect place to be. That's why he was pointing out that little Mikey Bloomberg, loves California. This is a perfect example of how a state should be, right? Homelessness all over the place. You have the serf class, and then you have the oligarchs. That's what he's talking about. So Michael Bloomberg likes California. Listen, that should tell you mountains about who that man is. Because if you like California, don't worry, it's coming to you if you... If we continue to tolerate California the way it is. That's why the new California state movement is saying, we don't tolerate this anymore. No. We don't tolerate this anymore.
It really is if you're ultra rich in California, then you don't care. If you're Barbara Streisand, what do you care about a speeding ticket or no front license right. plate or whatever it is? And if you're ultra poor, you're untouchable because you can't get blood out of a turnip. You know, there's nothing there. There's nothing. You can't pay them. It's the middle who gets the crap kicked out of them here in Los Angeles. You take this building we're sitting in. I was looking at renting it out. I talked to some commercial real estate guy about, well, what if we rent it out for office space? Like, how much could I get paid? This, that, and the other. I spoke to the guy this morning and I wrote it down. Because I didn't want to screw it up. If I want to rent out this building to a potential client and make money, I need to get a parking exemption application parking study demand. It's $9,200. I have to pay somebody almost $10,000 just to do a parking survey so I can turn it into the city so they can decide whether I can rent my building out to another renter. That's what it cost for me. So we have a million rules for those who play by the rules, and we have no rules for those who have no money and don't play by the rules.
What's so striking, though, is that because of the system you're describing, a lot of people are like dying of ODs on the sidewalk. Contrast that to the way the ruling class felt 100 years ago. New York flooded with immigrants from, you know, Eastern Europe, and rich people in New York decided we're going to uplift those immigrants. We're going to spend a lot of money and time, create charities to help them. I don't see the people in Los Angeles in the nicer neighborhoods spending a ton of time trying to solve the homelessness problem. Why is that?
Well, sadly, if you replace the homeless human beings with homeless dogs, everybody would. That's the wiring of people who live in Los Angeles. I mean it. Every woman I know, if there were dogs just out on the street sleeping in cardboard boxes or underneath freeway overpasses, they would be on the streets all day, every day, helping those dogs.
No, that's the way he is. That's exactly what he's talking about. It's exactly true. Take care of the dogs, don't care of the human beings. That's what he's talking about.
The reality is I don't think, first off, everyone in Los Angeles is just trapped in their car. So you're essentially in a terrarium, and you're looking out into a giant terrarium. It's like when you go to the zoo and you just see the reptile exhibit, and you're just sort of going, wow, look at that tree snake. What's going on? Oh, well, let's get a churro. Come on. And you just leave. Like, you're literally in this glass box known as a Lexus, and you drive past this crazy tableau of just people flopped on the street and cardboard boxes and filth and tents and addiction and horrible, you know, the end of humanity kind of stuff. But you're doing it like you're at a Disney ride, like on some sort of tram, like in some sort of dystopia world or something. We're like, well, boy, I feel bad for that guy, or I'm glad I'm not him. But you're doing it. I think if you're in New York, you're taking public transportation, you're on the street, you're on the subway, like you're amongst the people. I think there's more of a call to action, like this guy's next to me on the subway, or this guy's walking down the street with me. L.A., everyone is married to their car, and I think that's a lot of it.
But it wasn't always this way. I mean, you grew up, I think, in North Hollywood.
Yes.
So always kind of working class, kind of gritty. But it wasn't like this. I mean, you always said Bel Air was always rich. But you didn't have this public display of misery that you have now. What changed?
Well, what changed is we started to mistake discipline and rule of law for being mean. This sort of like, don't be mean. Don't take that homeless guy. Why are you making him go here? Or why are you arresting him? Or why are you incarcerating him? Or why are you putting him in this facility? L.A. has become this sort of good vibes place where Mayor Garcetti and the governor of Los Angeles, governor of California, Gavin Newsom, everyone is scared of being called a bad person. And we used to realize that coaches and teachers and generals and the police force and the people, the mayor and the governor, when they enforced laws, they weren't bad people. They enforced laws. They're doing what they were elected to do. They're doing their job. Now, when official says, I want to get rid of this homeless camp, we're going to bulldoze the homeless camp, we're going to get rid of it. It's like, why are you being a mean person? Why are you being a bad person? This is a zeitgeist that's washing over this nation, that the people, that the teacher that's expelling the student for being unruly has now become the bad person.
Lawlessness. That's what he's talking. It's degenerating into lawlessness in California. And this lawlessness is accelerating. This is the thing I think I need to say about how we look at this in New California. The lawlessness is accelerating and accelerating. It's just going to peak. Every month, there's going to be more lawlessness going on. Every month. Just like if you're going down to Home Depot and you're watching these people steal $900 and some odd right out of the shopping cart, right out of the store. You know, this is the type of lawlessness that's going to continue. No one's going to stop the guy who's stealing the $950 worth of material out of your big box store. Because the company can't. There's a law. There's laws against stopping these people. There's laws against apprehending these people. You could get sued. Companies know that. They just say, let them go. That's why this is the variety of lawlessness that breaks down civil society. And right now in California, that civil society breakdown is getting faster and faster and faster and faster and faster and faster. And faster, and faster. protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
We're listening to a special treat here. Adam Carolla talking about California doesn't care about the homeless because they don't have any money. He's been making some great comparisons. He made a comparison that's in his own life, and that is that he has a building down in Los Angeles he's got, and he was going to rent it out. And one of the things that he found out was that in order to rent it out, he had to have a parking survey done, $10,000 parking survey, before he could even hope to rent it out to somebody else, his own building, right? So $10,000 to pay for this parking survey to the city. Course, to the agency, specific agency. See, this is what government is doing. This is a mini microcosm of what government is doing to these rich landholders. People who have real estate within the cities, they're fleecing like crazy. This has been going on for quite some time in California. I remember I opened up a charter school one time, and it was required, by the way, in the school, which we had HEPA filters, by the way, in the entire school. It was a facility that was designed for microchips, you know, making microchips and wafers and so on. So we had all these air filters. So we were, at the very last minute, before we could open, timing was sublime. A week before we were to open, we have to have this month-long study about air quality in your classrooms. Really? So at $42,000 later, we had a test. The guys came in, set up a little simple tripod that put the testing instruments on top of the tripod and waited a day, 24 hours, came back, picked it up, and I said this on the way out. I said, don't tell me. The results are 0.00000 for a particulate matter and 0.000004 no diesel fuel. Zero. And I said, I gave them all the quantitative values, and I said, that's what you found, right? Oh, we have to test this first. And the testing will take a couple of weeks. So now we're behind in terms of opening up the school a couple of weeks because of these clowns. And guess what the test results came back as? You got it, $42,000 later, 0.000000000009 zip nada. When we got down to 9 zip zada, nada, you get my point. $42,000 just vanished from the kids of my school. Adam Carolla.
Not the student, the teacher. We're turning on the rule of law. We're turning on the teachers, the coaches, the governors, the mayors, the cops. Think what we've done with cops. We've turned cops into the bad guy.
Yep. He was explaining before about the teachers and the rule of law in the classroom and how that's disintegrated. And, of course, I know that very intimately. Education Code Section 48900K, Willful Defiance of Authority, they eliminated that. And they've been eliminating it. You can't suspend kids from the classroom now, right? Yeah, chaos is sublime. The rule of law is turned upside on its head. They want to replace our legal, the legal system that we all know with their legal system. And guess what? That's called communism. That's what that's called.
Yeah.
Not the bad guys who were the bad guys. And the reason the cops are engaged with the bad guys is because they're involved with some bad behavior. We've turned the guy with the uniform and the badge into the bad guy. And nobody wants to be the bad guy. So everyone wants to be the tolerant, loving, you know, yoga pants wearing kumbaya guy. And that's what we've created here in Los Angeles. No one wants to be the heavy. I was talking to a guy who runs the Staples Center. He literally runs the Staples Center. They rejuvenated downtown, yeah. Really. It was falling apart. Staples Center came in and really just brought it back to life. They bring millions of dollars in tax revenues. I said to the guy, I went to a game there with my son, a Lakers game. I walked out. I almost tripped over a guy selling hot dogs on your property from a shopping cart with a propane tank on it. I said, there was dozens of these guys just all on the Staples Center property. They're selling food. They're not licensed. They're not regulated. They're not getting a grade from the system. They're literally just selling food, totally unregulated, on your property. And he said, yeah, I know. We hate it. I wish there was something we could do about it. I said, what do you mean something we could do about it? Go talk to the city council.
Get off my property.
Talk to the mayor. I'll get off my property. Hey, throw him off your property. Call the cops. He said, I don't want to get into trouble. He doesn't want to run afoul of the Los Angeles city officials. He doesn't want to get in trouble.
Listen, and who should be in trouble here? The people who are running Los Angeles. You see, the Founding Fathers said, you know, look at you are we the people. We the people are in charge. They are our servants, these people in Los Angeles, in the city council. And they don't, no. No, they're not. No, that's not the way it works in California anymore. We are the servants. And if you have money, you're definitely the servant of the people who run the state. And that's a fact. The fleecing has begun. It's been going on for quite some time. Extortion, especially if you're very rich, right? Rich people, billionaires.
For this illegal behavior, which is potentially dangerous. This food is not regulated.
So in the name of compassion, people get salmonella.
Right. And also, this guy, who's the man who runs the Staples Center, doesn't want to become a bad guy for taking the poor people who are selling food on his property. And he literally said, if I go to the city council with this, they'll get angry.
They'll get angry at him. Right. American Dystopia. That was a great program by Tucker and Adam Carolla, and I really appreciate it. I think it's there's clearly something to be learned by everybody when you take a look at that and listen to what he has to say. This is the way it is. And, of course, lawlessness is going to continue to get worse and worse and worse and worse. There's going to be violence. It's just now kind of starting in some places. I mean, clearly. This is a story that came out of Los Angeles yesterday. The fire explosion recorded at a California homeless camp, packed full 2 days later. And, this is underneath a bridge. This is in, where is this? It says, this is posted by a Jeff Scott, 68,000 views at the time of this went out. It says, I came upon this at 6:30 in the morning yesterday. Venice Boulevard and the 10 freeway called 911. It was his first report. In Los Angeles, we're seeing way too many of these growing encampments. After things started exploding, I got out of there. Gee, I wonder what was in the homeless camp that was burning. See if there's any audio to this. There is audio. Oh, yeah, big fire. Uh-oh. People just driving by, man. Wow, man, look what a scene that is. It's fire. It's fire, yeah, underneath the bridge. Underneath the bridge. And of course, people in their tents. Some people still in their tents don't realize what's going on. Ooh, there you go. Uh-oh. Boom. Big boom. Yeah, that's a big fire, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Homelessness and lawlessness. The more homelessness we see, the more lawlessness is taking effect all across the spectrum. That's California. And in New California, we'll just stop it. We're going to bring back the lawful behavior.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, American dystopia. California style. California style. Okay, one of the stories we didn't get to yesterday, I don't know why we didn't get to this yesterday, but we're going to get to this yesterday. Trump wants new tax cuts by September 2020. Shocking. Shocking. This is coming from the Epoch Times. Experts sound the alarm over North Korea coronavirus cases. U.S. prepared to help North Korea combat new virus. Right. You know, why should we help that guy out, right? You know, of course we're going to help him out. Because we are Americans. This is what Americans do. Vietnam is monitoring over 5,000 Chinese workers for coronavirus. Experts sound alarm. Okay, we did that one. Manchin not ruling out supporting Trump's reelection campaign. He wants to impeach him, but, you know, he votes to impeach him. He doesn't want to buck the party because he's got no balls, if you know what I mean. Chairman of Iowa Democratic Party resigns after caucus catastrophe. That's true. And, of course, the big one here, which is the biggest one of all, district court judge, public criticism will not impact Roger Stone's sentencing. Okay. We'll see about that. Roger Stone jury for women's. For women. Anti-Trump post surface. Oh, you mean she hated Donald Trump all along when she's convicting Donald Trump's, one of his confidants? Shocking. Nah, that's okay. Just lawlessness, right? Yeah, fair play, right? Fair play. Fair play. Yeah, that's what we get. This is the degeneration into lawlessness. Let's talk about this for a second. Roger Stone. Four women's anti-Trump post surface. All right, here, I'm biting. Says Roger Stone's anti-Trump post surface after she issues defense of prosecutors. There you go. You know, why do you, I don't do social media where I'm just crazy. I just don't do it. I haven't done it. I don't think that's the place to do it. The radio show with a couple million people, that's a good place. But, you know, the social media stuff, why? Why do that? It's like, you know, emails. I used to tell my staff, well, you know, the beginning of the year we have this, you know, the orientation of the staff. And I used to talk about usage, improper usage of the school system's public email system. Because everything on the school system's emails are public. It's a public, you know, the people pay for this. So they have a right to see what you write. Right? And it's shocking, everybody. All these teachers would come in. Oh, they don't have a right to read my emails. I'm going to use the system. I'm going to blast out email. I'm going to use it as my own. And I used to tell them, don't do that. Don't do that. We'll come down on you like a ton of bricks. I said, don't you understand what E stands for in front of mail? And they all look at me. And I said, it would be evidence is the word. E is for evidence mail. So I always had this little email with me. And I would read this email that was written by a teacher that ended up in a court case. and the woman got fired. And rightfully so. The school district outright fired her. You just don't do this. But she had made a statement about a disability that a young man had had. I'm not going to read the whole. I mean, I could tell you verbatim. I'll give you the gist of it. Written about a young man who had complete disabilities, very disabled, and she wrote some things about the mom and the boy that were just horrific. And of course, they got sued. The district got sued, and this woman, this teacher, got sued because it surfaced. Some other teacher said down the stream who saw this thing and said, oh, "That's terrible." Brought it to the principal, and out of here she was. I wasn't the principal. I'm just saying that that's what happened. And then there was a lawsuit. There was a settlement. Evidence mail. So when you're using public systems, and listen, as far as I'm concerned, face all of it's public. It's open source book. It's just the way it is. So don't give them evidence. Don't give them information. No evidence mail. Anyway, the foreperson of the jury that convicted Donald Trump's campaign advisor, this is from that file, by the way, showed clear animus against Trump in a slew of social media posts that surfaced after she identified herself as the foreperson while issuing a defense of government prosecutors who withdrew from the case this week, as they should have been, the slime balls. Tomika Hart said on February 12th that she led the jury that convicted Stone on 7 counts of witness tampering. My understanding is she's an attorney. What in the world is an attorney doing on a trial like that? That's the bigger question. Most people run attorneys off of cases like that, but no! No, can't. That'd be screwing with the buzz, man. You got to have that attorney buzz. You see, because everybody who's prosecuting Roger Stone are Trump haters, you might as well have a Trump-hating attorney be the jury foreman, right? That just makes all the sense in the world. This almost starts to sound like the FBI colluding again. Shocking. I'm shocked. Hart, who said she wanted to speak out following four prosecutors' withdrawal from the case after the Department of Justice issued revised sentencing recommendations to federal judge Amy Berman Jackson. There's another communist right there. And again, another panderer to the FBI and everybody else, Amy Berman Jackson. I wonder who appointed her. Could it start with a no? I want to stand up for Aaron Zelensky, Adam Led, Michael Morondo, and Jonathan Kravis, the prosecutors of the Roger Stone trial, she wrote on Facebook. She said she was pained to see the Department of Justice interfere with the hard work of these prosecutors, because she is a prosecutor. What the hell is she doing there, right? So she writes a whole bunch of slanderous material, but you got it, Donald Trump. A whole bunch of it. Before the trial, no one called her on.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-270-7117.
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're talking about this Tamika woman. In which she was supporting the prosecutors and who've all resigned over this fiasco of Roger Stone. Good for them. They should have resigned. They're despicable human beings, actually. Just saying. And kind of a big problem going forward for these folks. It amazes me to no end how these people can find themselves in the situation because they're placed there, guys. I mean, this is how gamed the system is. So she goes on and writes, she had been writing on some of her Twitters and tweets and so on about hashtag Klan president. That's the kind of disparaging stuff she was writing. It's all over the place. Yet she ends up being the jury foreman for Roger Stone. Of course there's a conviction. Are you kidding me? It's laughable. And immediately, actually, Judge Napolitano came out yesterday and said, guess what? They need to redo this. This is cause for a retrial, which I suspect of some sort will happen. And, of course, the sentencing on this was just incredibly over the top, 7 to 9 years. Of course, this is the mean-spiritedness. They want to show that after all these things are said and done, by the way, he was the last guy to be sort of busted by the bar business. And then charged and given all these different, you know, the trial and all that good stuff. Remember that what was going on, as we reported yesterday, was, you know, more people from Benghazi, more people than Benghazi showed up to take him down. It was like 24 people. They only had like 6 people that were defending Benghazi. Yeah. And, you know, the thing is that Mueller couldn't just order that up. Well, he had to go through Jeff Ray. Oh, the current guy. Yes. Yeah, that's why Jeff Ray needs to get fired, the current FBI guy. He's done nothing. He's done nothing to help clean up the FBI. That's a fact, and he needs to go. That's what Bill Barr really needs to focus on, is firing Jeff Ray. But, you know, that's just me. That's just me. Donald Trump gives full support for Bill Barr, by the way. Of course he does. Anyway. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to talk about how come all of your products from China are not showing up anymore. Could it have something to do with coronavirus? Or better yet, their own tumbling, failing Chinese economy. It's amazing what a few tariffs will do, right? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.